This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated India's firm stand on terrorism, asserting that there can be no double standards and compromise on the issue. Mr. Modi made the remarks in a joint press meeting after wide-ranging talks with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur today.
वैश्विक अस्थिरता के इस माहौल में भारत और मलेशिया की बढ़ती मित्रता दोनों देशों के लिए अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण है। हमारा साझा मत है कि आज के चैलेंजेस का समाधान करने के लिए ग्लोबल इंस्टीट्यूशंस का रिफॉर्म बहुत जरूरी है। हम शांति के सभी प्रयासों का समर्थन करते रहेंगे और आतंकवाद पर हमारा संदेश स्पष्ट है, नो डबल स्टैंडर्ड्स, नो कॉम्प्रोमाइज।
Following the talks between the two leaders, several agreements, documents and memoranda of understanding were exchanged between India and Malaysia to boost cooperation in diverse sectors covering security, semiconductor, health and medicine, education, disaster management, combating and preventing corruption and audio-visual co-production. The Prime Minister reached Malaysia yesterday on a two-day visit. Mr. Modi has since left for Delhi after concluding his visit. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today stressed that the India-US Interim Trade Agreement fully protects farmers' interests with key agriculture products kept out of the pact. The minister was addressing a press conference in Bhopal. Mr. Chauhan said no product harmful to the interest of the Indian farmers has been included, asserting that national and farmers' interests remain paramount.
You will see that there is no tariff exemption on products like soybean, maize, rice, wheat, sugar, coarse grains, poultry, dairy, bananas, strawberries, cherries, citrus fruits, green peas, chickpeas, green gram, oil seeds, ethanol and tobacco. The biggest concern was that our main grains should remain safe and all of them have been kept safe. Whether it is grains, major fruits or our dairy products, no door has been opened for them to America.
Assam government has decided to refer the matter of Congress MP and State Congress Chief Gaurav Gogoi's alleged Pakistan links to the Ministry of Home Affairs. Addressing a press conference today at Guwahati, Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma informed that the state government had constituted a special investigation team, or SIT, to inquire into the alleged anti-India conspiracy by a Pakistani citizen in alleged connivance with Gaurav Gogoi and his wife, who is a British citizen. Meanwhile, Congress leader Gaurav Gogoi, who is also the deputy leader of the party in the Lok Sabha, dismissed the allegations and termed the Chief Minister's press conference as a flop show. The Delhi government today flagged off 500 electric buses and launched the Delhi Panipat bus service in the national capital. Addressing the gathering, Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said the total number of buses in the national capital has now crossed over 4,000. She said the government has set a target to increase the fleet to 14,000 by 2028. She noted that a new electric vehicle policy will be introduced soon in Delhi to promote clean and environment-friendly transportation. In Bangladesh, former Water Resources Minister and Senior Awami League leader Ramesh Chandrasen died in custody at Dinajpur District Jail, raising fresh questions over country's worsening law and order situation and the treatment of elderly detainees. He was 85. Jail officials said the Awami League leader's health deteriorated inside the prison. He was later rushed to Dinajpur Medical College Hospital, where doctors declared him dead. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, New Zealand defeated Afghanistan by 5 wickets in a Group D clash in Chennai today. Electing to bat first, Afghanistan scored 182 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs, with Gulbuddin Naib's fabulous innings of 63 runs in just 35 balls. For the Black Caps, Lockie Ferguson picked up 2 wickets. In response, the New Zealand managed to chase the target in the 18th over with 5 wickets in hand. Opening batter Tim Seifert made the chase easier with his 65-run innings. He was also adjudged player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.